MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 12, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures near 80, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 5:53 p.m. There'll be a public meeting in Peabody next week to share details on the Tier 2 safety updates to Route 114. The Salem News is reporting the meeting will be at Peabody City Hall Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., along with a presentation, there will be an opportunity for residents to provide feedback. The town of Saugus is working to finalize its town budget as town meeting nears. The Daily Item reports that the town's finance committee is supporting the full funding request made by the schools. This means a $1.3 million increase for the schools. The overall town budget comes in at $107.5 million. It's been a busy week in Newburyport following the chemical plant explosion that killed a worker last week. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon says the cleanup is moving along.
By the end of the week, most of the cleanup will be done. And then starting next week, Monday, we'll start working on the demolition of that building, particularly the affected, which is very unstable still as it is now, which is why it's taken so long this week. We've had to be very, and we're not doing, I shouldn't say that, I keep saying we, but like the cleanup and the removal of the chemicals is being done by an outside company in conjunction with Sequins. We're just kind of monitoring it from a safety level with our state and federal partners as well. So the cleanup is going well. So they were hoping to get to the demo this week, but they didn't. So they still got some cleanup to do. But early next week, they'll get to do that. And then our building commissioner, Greg Earls, will monitor that demo as well. But it's still, the cleanup this week was the big thing. And removing some of those chemicals from the unstable building was a big hurdle to jump over. So we got through that this week.
The mayor adds he plans to be in contact with the company on Monday.
Besides that, I have a call set up next week with the company. I have not heard from the company at all, which is pretty incredible. That company, Sequins, is having a call with our federal legislators who sent a letter to them this week. I'll get an update on that call tomorrow. And then they're going to do a briefing with us on Monday. When I say us, I mean myself. And then I've invited our state legislators, Representative Shan and Senator Tarr, to join us. So that's where we are. Again, it was a tragic situation all around. I just want to applaud our fire department, our police department, our first responders, the mutual aid received from 8 different communities. I mean, this rose to the level of a 7-alarm fire. So we just had a lot of help on this. And then from the state agencies that stayed up, state fire marshal was here on site almost immediately, stayed throughout the day. And then our federal partners with OSHA and the EPA also on site, DEP on the state level. So it was just incredible to see all this coordination and cooperation happening at the site itself.
The mayor was pleased with the response to the explosion from the Newburyport Fire Department.
Then I also got to see our personnel in action. And one of those that was leading the scene is Acting Chief Stephen Bradbury, or should I say now Fire Chief Steve Bradbury. We're going to drop the acting. I've officially appointed Steve Bradbury as the next fire chief for Newburyport. So I've submitted that to City Council. And he will come up in the public safety meeting probably next week. And then by the second City Council meeting this month in May, his appointment will be up. And I hope I get 100% support from the City Council, because I could not have picked a better person to lead this next chapter in the fire department than Steve Bradbury. He got on the call of the fire department in 1993, which was my senior year in high school, celebrating.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his weekly podcast that's posted below. The Peabody Garden Club Mother's Day plant sale is tomorrow. The event will take place at the Kinder Care parking lot at 520 Lowell Street from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be indoor and outdoor plants as well as other gifts and baked goods. Our advice? Get there early tomorrow. And Salem will be holding its special election for mayor next Tuesday, May 16. In today's North Shore Today post, we featured the candidates discussing 3 issues from last month's forum held at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the 76ers last night, 95-86, to tie their second-round NBA playoff series at 3 games apiece. Game 7 is Sunday in Boston. The Red Sox open up a series against the Cardinals tonight at Fenway Park. In high school sports yesterday, we promoted the Lynn Classical Lynn English High School baseball game to be held last night at Frazier Field. Well, the game started. They played about three innings, and then the lights went out. According to the Daily Item, Classical was leading 4-2 at that time. Marblehead topped Swampscott last night 6-5 in baseball. They're now 8-6 on the season. Hamilton Wenham 8, North Reading 1. Softball, St. Mary's over Bishop Fenwick 2-1, Hamilton Wenham 14, Rockport 8. Girls lacrosse, Beverly 17, Danvers 12. In college sports, Endicott baseball and softball both posted playoff wins in their league playoffs. And Phil Stacy is reporting today in the Salem News that Bishop Fenwick has hired Brian Churches as the school's next boys hockey coach. Churches has been a member of the coaching staff for the past 7 years. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Have a great Friday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.